grace to you and peace and provisions for spreading the good news be to you from God the Father who has created you, from God the Son who's our Redeemer, and from that Holy Spirit who continues to enlighten our mind and our spirit. Our text are the words that were just read. We want to look particularly at that 38th verse where it said, the good seed are those who belong to the kingdom. For us Lutherans, we normally think of the seed as being the Word of God. And so when we hear it said in our text here that the good seed is people, those that belong to the kingdom, we have to ask ourselves, really then, what is the seed? Is it different in different places in the Bible? To get the whole picture, we see that in this text, the planted field stands for the world. The wheat, the good crop, is called the good seed. Those are the ones that belong to the kingdom of God. The tares, or the weeds, those are the ones that belong to the kingdom of the devil. It says that the Son of Man planted the wheat, the good seed, and that it was the devil that planted the bad seed, or the tares. And it's interesting to see, too, that the weeds are going to be gathered up and burned, the followers of Satan. The wheat, good crop, on the other hand, is going to shine like the stars in the Father's kingdom. Now let's try to look at it a little bit more in detail. First, the devil. He's the one who plants the weeds. He plants evil thoughts in the minds of people. That leads to evil deeds. It leads to destruction. It leads to death. Often death in this world, and certainly also eternal death. Then there's the Son of Man. He's the one who plants the wheat. He's the one who plants what's called the good seed in this parable. And I guess for us, the two understandings of seed come together here. Because as he plants the Word of God into our life, what happens then is that we are, as a production of that Word, on the basis of faith, made to be, as it says in our text, the good seed that belongs in that kingdom of God. We're products of that Word of God. And it might remind us of that verse in Romans 10:17, where it says that faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is what Christ has spoken. That's how God plants the Word and makes us good seed, through the message. We're the products of that work. We're the wheat, as it says. The wheat is the good seed, the ones that belong to the kingdom of God. Just three verses earlier, a different parable was used, a different metaphor, and that was yeast. And as we think of ourselves as this kind of good seed, the idea of the yeast, and the words there that said, the kingdom of God is like yeast that someone takes and mixes into a large amount of flour, and it works its way through that entire family, through that community, through that country, through that entire world. That's what we are as good seed. We're like that yeast. Or we can be reminded of John 20:21. Jesus saying, as my Father sent me to bring this message, to bring this salvation, to seek and save the lost, so I'm sending you to do the same thing. Good seed. We represent Jesus in the world. He said, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, that one is going to bring forth good fruit, because without me, you're not able to do anything. So you see, what's happening is that God has planted you and me in our family as good seed, as Christians, of bearers of the message, into this seminary to be that kind of good seed with each other, into the community, into the congregation, into the world. He's planted us as good seeds, people who spread not evil thoughts as the devil and his seed do, but rather godly thoughts, good deeds that leads to life for those that are in connection with us, life in this world and in the next. But if you're like I am, sometimes you say to yourself, am I really a weed or am I wheat? And as I remember my time at the seminary as a student, I think that the devil was exceptionally good at bringing up that question in my mind during that time. He still does it regularly. It says that he's a roaring lion going about seeking whom he can swallow, whom he can remember. And so in the midst of realizing that we are products of the good seed, that we should be good seed, that we should be yeast, that we should be productive and fruitful, we remember that we're simul justus et peccator. We realize that we often do evil. Sometimes we cause evil and we cause trouble among other people. But at that time, you know, it's very important that Satan be dealt with, that he be put away, and that we begin to realize that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, does cleanse us from all of our sins. Not as though we don't sin. But the point is, we have passed from death into life through our baptism in the Lord Jesus Christ, through our being made one and part of his body. We have that white robe of righteousness, and we can never be seen as tares. We belong to him. And it's interesting in that little verse about the devil, it says, before the part about that he's a roaring lion, it says, keep your mind clear and alert. Keep your mind focused on the promises of God, on that forgiveness that he gives, on that life that he gives. And when we do that, then we'll know that we're not going to burn, but we will shine like stars in the Father's kingdom. And just in closing, it's interesting to me that in Daniel 12:3, the idea of shining like stars, which I believe should be very significant for us here in the seminary, is exegeted in this way. Those who lead many people to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. It's our privilege to have that work, to lead many people to righteousness. That's what you're preparing for. That's what you already are doing and will be doing and should be doing with each other. What a privilege it is to have that work and to know, too, that therefore we will shine like stars forever and ever in the glory of our Father. We rise for prayer. Dear God and Father, it is frightening to realize that not only is the seed the Word of God, but here in this parable, in this metaphor, you talk of us as being the seed, those that belong to the kingdom of God. And we pray, O Lord God, that you will help us to be those who lead many to righteousness, not on our own, but with your Word, knowing that it is the Spirit of God that brings people into faith to that righteousness. Give us joy as we do that work and as we prepare for that work. Give us freedom from the accusing finger of Satan. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.